Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf and Practice. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph lists 10 dinim related to a kosher bracha. And one of the dinim is that you have to take the kosher bracha in your right hand. So the Gemara asks the question, are you allowed to have assistance? Can the left hand be misayaya the right hand? If things are getting heavy, Tosos gives different examples when the right hand might not be able to hold the cup for so long. If it's a kos gadol, it's a very large becher, or it's a very long benching. It's Rosh Chodesh Teve Shechalios B'Shabbos, and it's Chanukah, so you have a combination of Al Nisim and Ritzeh and Yalev Yavo, makes benching much longer. So now your hand's starting to get weak, it's starting to shake a little bit. Can the left hand be there to hold it up? And the Gemara answers that there is no answer. It's a Yiboidel of Shetelo. There's no answer, and therefore we should be Machmir, the Gemara concludes. So what does it mean to be Messiah? Does it mean to hold the becher? Does it mean to hold your hand up? So this brought down the halacha that the Shibo Leket says, when the left hand is holding the kos itself, that's usher. To be misayeha, underneath the right hand, holding your right hand, your right arm up, that would be completely fine, says the Shibo Leket, because that's what's called in the Gemara, misayeha ein bo mamish. When a person's misayeha bedavar, bedavar iser, bedavar mitzvah, misayeha ein bo mamish, there's no significance to that. So if the left hand was on the becher, that's what the Gemara is talking about. But if the hand is holding, the left hand is holding the right hand, that's misayeha ein bo mamish. However, the Taz and the Magen Rama both say that it's implied from the language of the Torah that even if the left hand is supporting the right hand, even when it's touching the right hand and not touching the becher, even then that would be usur. So on this, now the Meiri, of course, one of the Rishonim, he's not commenting on the Taz and on the Magen Avraham, but the Meiri, in trying to understand this Gemara, he says, how come Misayeha is a problem? Misayeha, why can't a left hand give a little support to the right hand? What would be the problem with this? We have a concept, like we just said, Misayeha ein bo mamish. And he brings one of the proofs that the Gemara talks about in Shabbos Dav Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis, that if the Kohen's mekabel the dam of a karban, he has to be mekabel with his right hand. Any avodah done with the left hand is pasul. So he catches the blood, he holds the blood with his right hand, but the left hand is there to be misayeh bedavar, to help give assistance to the right hand. The Gemara says that that avodah is still kosher, because the left hand is just being misayeh, and misayeh ain't bo mamish. So how come when it comes to this case of holding up the becher, do we say when the left hand is adding support, it is a problem? So the Chacham Tzvi and the Prima Gadim both answer that midaraisa, everybody's in agreement, misayeh bedavar ein bo mamish. It's not going to result in a chiv chatas if there's an iser. It's not going to disqualify the karbanos. But in the end of the day, still midirabanan, misayeh is disqualifying. It does have some effect. It is significant. And therefore, lichatchila, the left hand should not support the becher during benching.